The Bishop of Mindanao in the Philippines is appealing to kidnappers of 78-year-old Columban missionary Michael Sinnott to release the priest who is sick and in need of vital medicines. Heavily armed men entered the convent and kidnapped the Irish priest late yesterday in the southern Philippines before spiriting him away in a motorboat. We spoke with Melo Acuna, editor of the news agency for the Philippines Catholic Bishops' Conference.
The elderly missionary was taking a walk inside the compound when armed men abducted him and brought him to a waiting utility vehicle. This morning, Pagadian Bishop Emmanuel Cavahar issued a statement and described the victim as a man of peace. The bishop said Father Mick, as called by his close associates in the diocese, badly needs his medicines because of his heart condition. The bishop said he has not received any ransom demand from the abductors as he appealed to their sense of goodness to treat the clergyman with respect as he called on them to release their latest victim. In a related development, Moro Islamic Liberation Front Vice Chairman Ghazali Jaafar condemned the kidnapping. Interviewed by CBCP News early Monday morning, the rebel leader, whose group is negotiating peace with the Philippine government, said he couldn't comprehend the kidnapper's motives. Mr. Jaafar suggested that authorities should try to pinpoint Father Sinnott's location and identify the group responsible for the abduction. Father Sinnott's kidnapping follows that of Italian missionary Giancarlo Bossi, who was kidnapped last June 2007 and was eventually released after 39 days. Father Bossi returned to the Philippines January 2008 and has resumed his missionary work. From the information we gathered, this is plain and simple money-making venture.